The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 3-0 overall and host Ball State at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Let's go ahead and go straight to questions.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Adam Biggers from todaysyou.com.
Pat, just a lot of talk overall about the Wildcats. Do you consider you guys a surprise? I mean, what are your impressions?
Well, you know, Adam, I think that we're a team that's working hard to improve. You know, we haven't really played three phases of clean football in any one of our first three games. We've been fortunate enough to find a way to win, but I think we're far from the team that we're capable of. I like where our leadership's at right now. I think the guys are really working hard to improve. I thought today's practice was a very good indication of that. I thought the guys came, you know, ready to go, and had a good go this morning.
And our next question comes from the line of Eric Olson from Associated Press.
Yeah, Pat, do you think the way your defense is playing right now, do you think that that's a bit of a product maybe of young guys getting, you know, some experience last year?
Yeah, Eric, I really think it is. You know, you look at the way that, you know, an Anthony Walker and a guy when Igwe Buke, you know, Matt Harris is a true junior. You know, we're getting Kyle Cabro out there more. Keith Watkins is out there more. Xavier Washington, you know, some of those younger guys that are in the mix, Ben Oxley, Tyler Lancaster, you know, that's a lot of young guys that, you know, are either gaining their first experience or got a bunch last year.
As a reminder, that is star one to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Jesse Temple from ESPN.com.
Pat, I was just hoping to get your perspective about the targeting rule. Is there any gray area in the rules that make it difficult to fully coach in practice?
Yeah, you know, Jesse, I would think from a standpoint of teaching, there unfortunately there's reps that you're able to pull off a video to teach the guys from, you know, weekly if need be, and then also definitely in the preseason in camp and then in spring ball. And the analogy that we use is kind of like the strike zone of a baseball hitter. You know, if you keep it from the letters to the knees on every player, you're going to be okay. And, you know, so that way you don't have to delineate, you know, the difference between hitting a quarterback when you're going for a sack. It's got to be above the knees. You know, so it can get confusing at times for defensive players. But so we just talk about the kind of like the baseball strike zone.
How different is the game in your mind now to when you played 20 years ago in terms of?
I'm not laughing at your question. There were neck rolls back then, you know? Yeah, I mean, you got to be an athlete to play now. I mean, the game's played as much horizontally as it is vertically. And, you know, I think everybody still wants to establish the run. You got to win up front on, you know, both sides of the ball to consistently win at our game. But the skill of a lot of teams, I mean, just the speed and the ability to play horizontally really puts stress on your defense. So, you know, I think it's a totally different game.
And our next question comes from the line of Eugene Evans from College Sports Overload.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Eugene.
All right, so obviously you guys have had a couple of big wins in non-conference play against Duke and Stanford. How are you keeping your guys level-headed and not trying to, you know, have their egos built up or anything?
Yeah, well, we focus on ourselves regardless of who we're playing and, you know, when we're playing, where we're playing, so on and so forth. And the way that we believe here, our blueprint for success is, you know, the mental preparation and the physical preparation leads you to be prepared for Saturday and the opportunity, and then you got to go out and perform. You got to trust yourself and go play. And, you know, from our standpoint, we have not played clean in all three phases in any one of our three games. And so there's a ton of room for improvement. And, you know, that's really what we're focusing in on, just that improvement mentality to get better every rep, every day. And you know, our Tuesdays around here are very, very difficult practices. And this morning was a very, very good practice. And it wasn't perfect, but the guys are getting after it. And, you know, we're working our tails off to improve.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of David Ubin from Sports on Earth.
Pat, how often do you guys drill Hail Mary defense, and then how do you do that?
Yeah, David, we work it every – at a minimum, we work it every Thursday. You know, have you seen the movie Tommy Boy?
I have.
Yeah, remember that line where he's like, hey, do I have a mark in my face? Kind of not here, right here. You know, we've got one of those from when we played out in Nebraska a couple of years ago with a Hail Mary. So, you know, we inspect that play every week. And then, you know, the specifics, how we work it, we teach it a bunch in training camp. And then we follow up with that teaching every Thursday on both sides of the ball.
What is the teaching that you sort of drill into your guys?
Well, you know, some of that stuff's a little bit private, to be honest with you. But we're going to work, obviously, our alignment. We're going to work responsibilities, expectations of maybe what we see from a team off of video, what they've done this year in the past in that Hail Mary situation. But in that time, a lot of times it's a chaotic situation. So just to understand the mindset that you have to have about being calm and being disciplined, because everybody's got a role. And if you do your role properly defensively, you know, hopefully the ball won't get thrown. And if it does, you know, you're in around the pile properly. We teach our guys to intercept the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, when you try to go up and tip the ball, sometimes you knock it down, sometimes you end up actually tipping it up. And that's actually what happened to us at Nebraska. So we obviously didn't do a good enough job teaching that. But I would prefer never to be in that situation defensively because, your heart's up in your throat.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Eric Olson from Associated Press.
Yeah, Pat, you've kind of, I guess, maybe tamped down the kind of the excitement over the 3-0 start with some of the things you've said. Do you use as an example maybe what happened a couple of years ago where you guys got out of the gate pretty fast before things kind of went awry for you? Do you use that with your players at all to kind of keep them focused in?
Yeah, Eric, you know, I haven't brought that up. The guys that lived through it in the locker room understand, you know, kind of why that happened. You know, we lost our focus, and we had some tough things happen to us. I mean, Hail Marys, you know, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, that the guys that are older understand, you know, why that happened. And, you know, right now at this point with our maturity and our leadership to this point, I haven't had to go back there. And I'm not a big believer in going backwards. You know, I think you get too focused on the rearview mirror. You're going to get caught up in your press clippings. You're going to get caught up in the past, and you just need to keep that improvement mentality, keep moving forward, getting better. And if we all can do that, our program is going to just keep getting better and better. So that's kind of our focus.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Go Cats. Bye-bye.